This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're staying here in Eugene, going over to the Jacobs Gallery at the Health Center for Performing Arts, looking at a show called Rhythm in Brush, in Line, in Stone. This is a wow show. I walked in and I'm just like, whoa, what is this? This is cool.
Yes, it's beautifully displayed, that's for sure. Janelle Emery, all her paintings are done in water media. Her images are all neon signs, you know, pretty much from the day. Sort of a hyper photo realism. Each sign has this iconic glow as if it, you know, came up out of the depths of the past to glow at us. And plus all the shadows and the connectors.
And they're fragments. They're not the whole sign.
That's right. They're
significant fragments. And there was actually one that was not a sign. It was my favorite one. It was already sold, fortunately. It was Hong Kong. Kind of almost looked like a rainy street scene that watercolor does so well. A lot of intricate little, just a day in the life. And that was really nice. It wasn't quite as big as some of these other ones. The other ones are just stunning, the colors that she gets.
Well, my favorite was the Palace Theater in Hilo, Hawaii, because I just photographed this one myself. We were just there. The pink and green palette, sunset, palm trees, all bespoke those 1950s postcards look.
And at first glance, I mean, you know there's neon signs, but they're also, because they're cropped and maybe kind of tilted, they're really quite abstract at first glance. And then you notice, oh, they're neon signs kind of close up. That's a really nice
including aspect. Lou and Ev sign right here in Eugene. That's an example of these really rake diagonals, very rich backgrounds. It's going to make a real collector's item for some lucky person.
Right. Then another 2D is the Lino Cuts by Kelly McConnell. She's from Portland. And these are some of the biggest linoleum cuts I have ever seen. These are huge.
They're phenomenal.
And this they're just detailed.
Very young artist. And she says that through her art, she's trying to show how one person can exist both in civilization and yet still remain connected to the wild. However, these are fairly romanticized landscapes. So I have a feeling she hasn't encountered a top predator in the wild yet.
Yeah, these are all very pastoral landscapes,
trees,
maybe a bridge.
Trees.
Yeah, one of my favorites was St. John's Bridge with the bridge in the background, this big span.
I noted that too.
And these are really big and really detailed. Incredible detail.
Interesting framing.
Just goes, oh, yeah, the framing, wow. She builds these frames, kind of craftsman style, finely put together. As much detail goes on the frame, and then she floats the image within glass. So you see the wall behind it.
Deckled edges.
Yeah, it's very nice, very unique approach, and it's an integral part of the display. We're talking about a show at Jacobs Gallery called Rhythm. It goes till May 3rd.
Well, we don't want to leave out Al Saretsky.
Last but not least.
Yeah. Al Saretsky, retired UL professor of mathematics, contemporary stone sculpture. And he says his intent is to create stone sculptures that are like 3D Chinese brushstrokes. And he really does it.
Yeah. I mean, I have sculptural background and stone, believe me, does not want to be ribbon-like. I don't know technically how he does this, but he imposes his will upon this stone, and it will do what he wants it to do. And that brushstroke thing, there, it's like a serpent. It's like flipping a ribbon, and he gets that shape. And then big pieces that
have spirit eyes in them, some of them.
Yeah, and then the light can come through. Just fantastic. This show is at Jacobs Gallery. It goes until May 3rd. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.